Reunited, and it feels so good. Friends and rivals, frenemies and lovers, the gang's all here. We've got brand new set secrets, and someone from the cast is getting married tomorrow. It's the For the People After Show. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay. You better have a method to your madness.
I was just about to ask you, what is your method?
Child, I have several. It depends on the madness. Okay.
Yes. You never, on the level.
You never know.
That's true. You really never know.
You never know. But welcome back. This is the For the People After Show, Season 1, Episode 10. We made it to the finale.
We made it.
This is what I wanted to say. It's the title of the episode. And like I said last week, tonight we're going to let it all hang out.
All.
Unfiltered opinions. Okay. All the way around.
My favorite.
Right? Okay. Well, I am Keith Andre here.
And I am Tori Broussard.
Hey guys, I'm Elle Marie.
And I am Takira Shabre.
Back in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. We had 2 weeks without you.
Yeah, and the whole season. You put me on blast.
Right, a little bit. But I'm glad we're all together for the finale. Yes. So we really had this experience. Mm-hmm. We can flesh it out.
Yeah.
And go from there. Mm-hmm. I mean, right off the bat, what were your thoughts with the grand finale?
I'm not going to lie. I thought I was on episode 5.
Yeah.
4 or 5. It kind of felt a little always, if that makes sense.
You can explain it.
comfortable. I'll say comfortable.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I felt comfortable.
I'll take that.
For me, it was just like we were talking last week, like, what kind of cliffhanger are they going to have to make us, like, want to come back for that second season? So mm-hmm. then when it went off, I was just like, okay.
Right.
So, because I thought, Leonard, we'll get there. I thought, like, maybe Leonard would be, but then, so, yeah, I just, like, okay.
And I did, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I got what I wanted.
We
finally.
Did.
I did, you know, for 2 seconds, but I got it, and I'll take it.
DVR, baby.
Hey.
Pause that thing.
I was pleased to have that as well. And I mean, I feel the same as you guys. Coming from last week, like trying to figure out what to expect with mm-hmm. the cliffhanger. They mm-hmm. tried to do it a little bit with the Leonard situation and then Kate, but it was just I don't know what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
They wrapped it together. It felt almost as if that, like, you know, when you watch, like, short series and
right.
it's just this, whatever episode and
abruptly.
You get everybody. Right. And that's all you need. But we'll get more into
that
we'll get as we progress. As always, let's start with the breakdown of characters. Right off the bat, there was a lot of sex.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had to mark it. So you had sex?
Right.
You didn't.
You wanted to. Like,
right.
I was like, poor Seth and Allison. Like, oh.
I know.
Oh, so funny.
Oh, my gosh. So when we rolled into, like, from the start of the episode, I was thinking, okay, y'all, this.
Right. This is Shondaland.
This is what y'all been waiting for. The finale to, like, explode.
Right.
Like, everybody's doing it. As time progressed, we saw that wasn't most accurate. But who do you guys want to start with?
We can say that.
It's like, let's do it.
They give the people what they want. Us up to talk about it first.
Give the people what they want.
I mean, there's really not much to talk about outside of the fact that we see Jill and Roger mm-hmm. in bed together.
Yes.
I've been waiting for this all season.
Oh, I was so happy to see it. I didn't think that I was going to be so happy, but when I finally saw it, I was like, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, girl. I was super pleased as well. Yeah. And I was thinking, like, they weren't going to give that to us so quickly in the first season.
Right.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, that's Jill and Roger.
Right.
Tumbling around the bed.
And she was like, it's fun. I was like, okay.
I know, right?
For now.
Hey.
So it's cute.
She did try to throw your man under the bus.
She
just
did.
Just a second.
I was just about to bring that up.
Just a second. Well, you know, at the he was like, are you mad at me? And then she was like, well, it wasn't that bad.
And I was like, wait a minute.
Be mindful of our words. Very important.
He does have the power now. Like,
yeah.
I know, right?
Be a little.
I was happy to see that. I mean, we've been predicting that every week. So.
And I love that they had so much fun. Like, they enjoyed it. And it both gave them that pep in their step that they needed.
It was. They both told their teams, have a good day.
They did.
Let's make it a
Roger. I was like, oh.
right? Well, we can jump into Roger because we saw him in that bid and then we saw him a little bit with the team. But outside of that, we didn't see much of him in the finale, which was kind of disappointing as well. Yeah. I think for a finale, you like to see everybody show up. But he had that pep in his step. Everybody had a good morning.
Yeah.
So it was good for him. Jill, I feel, was used a lot more. And I walked away like, she's such a good mentor.
Yeah.
Like, she does such a good job of feeding Sandra because she always needs.
She's the
neediest of them all.
Yeah, she really got on my nerve. I know we'll get to her, but
But I really like, I can appreciate Jill. Like, her skill set, her character, I always feel like is fully developed. She gives us a story and she's just there to support and nudge in the right direction.
Yeah, she is.
Definitely.
Very motherly figure for her little children.
For her little children.
Yeah.
Okay, aside from Jill and Roger, do we want to keep going with people who had sex, or do we want to kind of bounce to those who didn't get any play?
I mean, there's only one other person.
No,
there was two, three. Baby, Sandra, Allison, Seth, they all, you know.
Sandra.
Sandra.
That didn't happen.
Oh.
No, that did.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you said did.
Oh, okay, let's go back. Do we want to go with... Let's just go with who did.
Let's
Next up
with
is
the
Leonard. Right. Save Kate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leonard. We'll go with Leonard. So he's still hooking up with old girl.
Alice Spencer. I can't remember her character's name.
I can't
remember
her name, yeah.
But I think, Elmarie, was your prediction a while ago that it was going to be a fling or that he would probably hook up with her? I can't remember what exactly
it was. I think
exactly
it was more like fling.
Yeah.
Which like, she would be, like, she's around for the... Yeah. She's around.
She on speed dial.
Right. I thought that she was going to actually have a presence, but, like, more of a presence, because we appreciated her character so much in her episode. Mm-hmm, but, she didn't... Poor thing, didn't have speaking words this time.
She didn't have nothing to say. She was just rolling around
I'm glad, though, because that whole you broke my brain thing, I was waiting on it.
Yeah.
I was like, please.
They messed up with that one.
Yeah.
They did, for sure. So, with Leonard, if we think about, I guess, the arc of his character, so he had the sex. His mom was back offering him this new position. Mm-hmm. But we did get to see him question that. I feel like throughout the episode, there was this glare with him trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And it made me feel like, oh, this is the purpose of Leonard's character. It's because he doesn't know what he wants or what direction to go to.
Yeah.
And I felt Reggae did a good job of displaying that in this episode.
Right.
Yeah. His vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. And then just even him going to Kate. And asking, what do you think I should do? Like,
and he knocked on the door. Did y'all catch that?
Yep.
He knocked before he went in.
Oh,
I was okay.
It's different.
The first knock,
Child.
That's how you know it's serious.
He respects her. He's kind of releasing his... He's releasing his power a little bit.
Yeah.
But I will say, he was still... This whole, like, inviting Roger to lunch... I was still like, really? Are we still on that?
Still forcing him to lunch? Like, just put it in the calendar.
Right. But I love how Roger put him on blast.
Right.
He's like,
for anybody
I saw
who
that,
doesn't know.
And I took it off my calendar. Then he went into, for anybody who doesn't know.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it was good to see that. And I think that, I don't know, by the end I was questioning Leonard and Kate.
Right.
I get, it felt... almost rushed just a little bit because
very
I don't feel
so.
Like we saw point A and then we saw point D. So I don't know
very
where in the line they would have these ties to each other to where they have like these glaring looks and like these moments that are so intense.
Yeah, because like I was saying last week, and they ended up at the restaurant or whatever in this episode, but like they didn't, I thought they were going to use that to build some type of relationship with them. Yeah, so even if it didn't go sexual right away, we could have seen how close they were and everything, and they just like mentioned
it.
We made it up.
We made them be close near the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to save, I guess, her prediction with them for later.
Yep.
But it was interesting to see that. So we could jump right over to Kate because she was having sex as well. And
girl.
I was like, does she do this every morning?
Every day.
This time she unplugged the alarm clock. She didn't just hit snooze. She unplugged it.
Oh my gosh.
Or should I say,
Anya
unplugged it.
Yeah. At the beginning.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, so Kate is still getting it in. She's very much still the help desk. You know, she's still the go-to person for that. So that's her role. Other than that, I mean, of course, she showed up as always. Before we get to her and Jay, I guess we can talk a bit more about her and Leonard.
Okay.
Because for me, I didn't understand how she was having all this sex, and then at the end, you want to reveal, like, I'll miss you, you know, I want you to stay in this whole cutesy list thing. I was like, well...
Yeah.
But I feel like we even caught this on, you know, the first episode, that they have a thing. Yeah. Neither one of them wanted to admit it. Mm-hmm. Now time is basically...
up.
Forcing them to admit it.
Address it.
I just don't feel like it was executed properly.
Right.
Throughout the entire season.
Yeah. It's hard to see it. It's hard to end here and feel like, oh, they had this moment and it makes sense.
Yeah. Right. So, I felt the same. I'm like, you were just in that girl's bed.
Right.
And now you have some feelings about, you know, him leaving. Like, what do you want, Kate?
Yeah. On defense, I kind of think that, I think she will miss him. But I don't necessarily think that it'll be like a sexual thing. Like I think she has not an attraction. I think she has a connection to Leonard, and I don't quite think that she knows exactly what that connection is, even if it's just a friendship. Because at the end of the day, if you are banter back and forth, they are both powerful, they bounce ideas off of one another. It's just that thing that makes you comfortable in your job or your role that you're like, I'll miss you, but I don't need it to be that kind of miss. I don't need you to take it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'll miss you.
That's fair. I don't think it was clearly defined because the way it was written and scripted, it felt more like you want something else to be there. Mm-hmm. Even with the fact that she couldn't tolerate, you know, having that much vulnerability where, oh, I gotta go, and she ready to break down.
And the tear. She cried. What's happening?
Very emotional.
I mean, Kate has definitely changed a lot over the season. Mm-hmm. One line she said during the episode was like, oh, I'm as much an animal person as I can.
No, you're not. Okay.
What are you talking
about?
Now you like animals.
Okay.
So I don't know. We did, of course, get to see Kate interact with Seth because they're in the office. Mm-hmm. He's still doing his Seth thing.
Being Seth. But did you catch how she actually asked him for advice this time regarding her case?
Both Jay and Seth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I like that too because it did show her evolution because now she's more than just this fierce kind
of. The ice queen. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it just kind of goes to show that she will, you know, I don't think Kate has ever needed help asking for help.
Right.
I also don't feel like she ever struggled with giving credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like. This just goes to show that she's probably the most dynamic character on the show.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. For sure, for sure. I do want to talk a little bit about Seth because he's been, like, my homeboy for a while. I didn't really care for him in this episode. I mean, he had the case of the ex.
He went backwards.
Oh, you didn't, let you it didn't out. Like
I did not. I did not like the case of the ex. I didn't like the big, okay, hear me, I love you, rah, rah, rah. I'm just like, what is happening here? He has zero game. Who's texting back that fast? Like, what's going on?
He texted her on three occasions. First of all, coffee in the morning.
Yep.
Okay, that's sweet. And then you're like, ooh, lunchtime, it's 11:30. You going to go grab a snack? Like, come on. And of course that's not what you said, but that's in my mind, that's what I'm thinking. Like, it's only been 2 hours and you're texting me like, oh yeah, let's catch up on what? It's been 20 minutes.
So
he went backwards. I do appreciate he did say he was a changed man, and I think so, but then he
kind of
I was wondering 25%. Too how much changing was there for him to do? Because she was in the wrong.
Yeah.
No, but he was weak.
Right. And so, low-key, he's doing it.
Yeah.
He is because of the way he was texting.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? See, y'all don't know what y'all want. Y'all don't want somebody to text you. You don't want somebody to me. Which one is it?
Well, I don't know.
Other than that, I mean, we saw Seth still hit a couple of his, like, one-liners and, you know, his cutesy behavior. So I was just like, oh, come on, Seth. I was not expecting him to go out that way. I definitely always enjoy his... I feel like he and Kate have the friendship.
Yeah.
Like, you can... Mm-hmm. It's clearly defined, and I was happy with her showing up. I knew it was her. I knew it was no Allison. Mm-hmm. But right. I was really pleased with her showing up at his house. Mm-hmm. And they're going to watch. Like, I love that they have a friendship. I feel like that's right. the yeah. solid friendship that needs to mm-hmm. stick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even and though bleed through. It was really predictable, I love that they did it that
yeah, exactly.
way.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That showed still another, like, another side of Kate, or Kate being more vulnerable, even though mm-hmm. she didn't say, mm-hmm. you know, what the problem was. But it was like, it was clear she had an issue. Because from what we've seen of Kate, she easily could have, like, tuck that in. Mm-hmm, all right, right, let me go help right. Seth. Mm-hmm. But she stayed in it, like, okay, I'll be here for you. And just by you being here, you're being here for me.
Exactly. Right. And that was agreed. Enough because we saw her, of course, scooch over on the couch.
Yeah. yeah.
But then before...
I was waiting for her to just be like...
Y'all know Kate is not giving
up. I know.
She would not. She's never going to give you
that much. Would you do that, ma'am?
She's never going to give you that much power. But I did also appreciate, because a lot of the time with the role we see Kate in, it is other people going to her for advice. Mm-hmm. But I really liked the fact that he asked her once she sat down, like, wait, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? And she's like, I am, but rah, rah, rah. So
yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. I love that.
There be
a I know, right?
So that was a cute. Moment.
It was.
Such a moment. So sticking with the Kate train and mm-hmm. sticking with moments, we have been waiting for the moment that we got to see Jay and Kate head to head.
Head to head.
Head yes. to head. What did you think?
I loved it. Like, it just reminded me that, one, I love Kate. But two, I love Jay. Like, yes. I love Jay. Everything about him, I think it's like him as a person in real life, like we stand. Mm-hmm. But his like mm-hmm. eye intensity, the fact that he's like, he'll look dead straight at you so yeah. serious, and it'd be just a flat out joke. Like,
oh,
I'm,
yeah.
like, I'm riding an elephant right now, and I really don't know what you're saying. Like, it's just so, so random.
I agree. I mean, Jay is so good. When we first saw him meet, I guess, in the office, and mm-hmm. he was, like, sweating and over her asking, like, do you want the water? I mean, you can have it. But I like that it's a two-way street. You know, she's yeah. throwing it back, and he's throwing it right back at her. Mm-hmm. So we did get to see them kind of cultivate and shift into, like, oh, working together and can respect each other. But I was yeah. wondering, why do you guys think that he ended up stealing like that?
That was my favorite part.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
I really don't know.
Oh, like, I got it. It was stealing her happiness. He's yeah. like, you. Yeah. It was like, whatever this thing is, it's bringing you life right now, I'm taking that away. Because yes. you took it away from me. Right. Oh, I got it. As soon as he snatched it.
Break it down for us.
I was like, petty patty over here.
I love it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I love that moment though. That was hilarious to me.
And also, Jay, he is like Kate in that he's always standing flat-footed in himself throughout mm-hmm. the whole episode, even with the rivalry mm-hmm. going down to the principal. Like, no, I got my own plan. I got my own ideas. I'm going to assert myself. So I'm like, kudos to you, Jay.
Yeah. yeah.
Because it very well could have been a disaster for him
oh,
facing
yeah.
Kate again.
True. But I love that he was like, you just got Adam dialed. And it was like, oh, that's a thing now. Okay.
Right?
Adam dialed. Adam my dialed. Bad.
It was
hilarious.
I'm trying to tell you, Jay is like probably one of the best mm-hmm. written characters
yes.
on the show.
Yes. yes.
Very much so.
He's so yes. dope. He's so favorite. Dope. We still have to get into Sandra. She is my least favorite character of all. Mm-hmm. So before we go into that, we can take a little break and chat about some other conversations that we may be inclined to have.
You know, because sometimes we need the good conversations before we get yes. to the ones that, you know, we don't like yes. throughout the whole season. But want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every single Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health, wellness, to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. So be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was us here at the For the People panel that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out, everybody. It's yeah. amazing.
Amazing. You can't go wrong. I'm trying to tell y'all.
You can.
Maria got some life lessons for you.
Right.
She does. And one thing that I love about Maria is, drum roll, please. She's a Gemini, like, not unlike myself.
Oh, God.
My birthday's Saturday. Her birthday's June the 8th. But we have the Gemini connection going. So.
You know what? Hate they on are it if so you want. Extra.
They are. Which is why I'm about to be like, what were you about to say about Sandra?
Right?
Y'all are haters, but that's fine.
Oh. Sagittarius, we don't hate.
I wonder if Sandra's a Gemini.
No, she's not.
No?
I mean, she's too much.
So what did you not like?
Okay, yeah, so getting right into Sandra, and I'll tell you exactly why she's not a Gemini, because she has this air about her where everything has to, she's that perfectionist, she likes to work super hard, she likes to be in control. I feel like she would probably be more of like a Virgo or a Leo.
Yes,
or
like a Leo.
One of them. I mean, we saw her tonight, and of course, she's always working. I'm like, okay, so we know that she works.
Yeah.
We know that she works, but that's pretty much it. I will give her the benefit because watching, I was like, last week, I felt like maybe she was sick, but then, you know, she had the whole incident where she's dealing with the hospital thing. Mm-hmm. And then watching this episode as well, I was like, is she sick? But I felt, well, maybe that's like a character choice because as an actor, you wanted to come across. I feel like the message with Sandra here was that she gets so eaten up by her work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't succeed because they kept going back to the case that she lost, then it affects her physically. She can't sleep. Mm-hmm. She can't all that. So, I mean, you know, I tried to give her that, but I felt that Sandra was still whiny.
Yes, very much.
No. I mean,
I have to say it was completely random for me. Maybe I'm breakdown. Not the only one. Not just the breakdown, but about this whole case thing. Why is this? That was in like what, episode 2?
Yeah.
Why all of us? Did I miss something? Like
I was feeling the same way.
It was like episode 10, and all of a sudden it bothers you.
Yeah.
Like I feel like she wasn't bothered throughout the season, or didn't have like flashbacks to her failure until this episode. So I felt like it was a big chunk of it was missing.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm trying to think like maybe this was so nuanced that it was something that we didn't notice with like her gradually getting more and more like quote-unquote sickly or upset, but I just can't jump on the Sandra train.
I'm sorry. Her as an actress, as a person in you know real life, but the character is,
I'm like no, she's not worthy. He was like, you're worthy, and I was like, no.
Okay.
I will say I didn't mind her closing argument for her case.
Okay, I guess.
I was hashtag unbothered. I was. I know that sounds so harsh, but.
But yeah. And this was another episode where I felt like the cases took a complete backseat for me. This is the second week that that's happened. I was like, I don't even care about it. Like, what are we trying to get across with the characters? Mm-hmm. What's the action? And more than anything, what are we leaving to go into season 2 with?
Yes. Right.
And I just don't feel like that bled through. I almost felt like, well, maybe they weren't it was written, it feels like it was written as if you're not expecting to go into a season 2. Okay. Last episode was very buttoned up and put together, and then right off of that, when you come into another one, I mean, the closing is her in the elevator with the judge, and he says, you're worthy.
Yeah.
Do you think that they're trying to go in the, definitely not to compare it to shows like SVU and that sort of thing, I know that came up, but the way that they have a finish to every episode, do you think that they're trying to, you know, playing the devil's advocate here? Do you think they're trying to do that? And that we're not picking up on that?
Are you saying an ending to the case or the characters themselves? Like their storyline for that episode?
I feel like with SVU, obviously, it's like the longest running TV show.
Yeah.
So it's had some time for character development. But yes, I get what you're saying. They do a great job on SVU about the character development and reflecting back to that. But I feel like that's maybe what they're trying to do is just a prolonged, like, if you have a few episodes to do that, but in episode one, or in, I'm sorry, if you have a few seasons to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's why the cases need more of more attention on the case because, if you're going to take longer to develop the characters.
Because I feel like in SVU and, you know, Law and Order or not, it's centered around the case itself. You see, like, the main characters because each case is different.
Right.
They develop over time and you kind of see who they are through the case.
Right.
I feel like for the people, it's like the case and then the characters.
Yeah.
And okay. then, like, sometimes they intertwine and then sometimes they don't.
Yeah. Okay. I get that. I think it is trying to do the balancing between displaying two worlds. Okay. Because you do see what I think is similar with Law and Order and For the People is that you do see how they work. We know that this is a show about right. lawyers and this is a show about cops. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And their day-to-day and what happens across it. But I do agree with you that they are maybe trying to go in that vein where mm-hmm. every episode of SVU, you know you're going to have a beginning, middle, and end. You know right. how the case is going to end. Sometimes you're left with questions or you're pondering like, right, or you yeah. feel bad. Mm-hmm. But it is closed up and you're on to the next. But yeah. to... okay, yeah. Exactly. Never disappoint. Point. But to El Marie's yeah. point, it lacks the level of depth that's needed mm-hmm. to really have mm-hmm. a consumer invest enough in the story
yeah, it's a season
and
one.
Connected yeah. to it. Yeah. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, SVU, it's first of all, it's 5,100 episodes. Right. You can watch it, you can fall asleep, you'll wake up and you'll know.
Right.
And it's not even the same episode.
Right.
Because it's always a marathon. It's three episodes later and you're like, oh, I know exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
But you still have like that connection to it where you're going to mm-hmm. watch it again. Yeah, you're going to watch it through. Like right. it's one
all
of
day.
Those.
It's a TV yeah. show that you turn on. It's always on. Yeah. You can just like right. go to it.
It never gets old.
But do you think that is because there's really nothing else to compare Law & Order SVU to?
I don't think that because you'll notice there are shows that have that type of stamina. I mean, I would give you feel that way about Grey's Anatomy. It's a show that's on different networks, different times, and people can go back and watch it.
Okay.
But for me, yeah. I think about in my head, like Matlock, if that's on, mm-hmm. I'll watch it. Mm-hmm. Murder, She Wrote is another
one. Old school. Old school.
I'll be 31 Saturday. But but those are shows where it's very consistent. Got you have the same theme. You know exactly mm-hmm. what's going to happen. It's going to happen the same way, but because of the level of drama or because of the story,
exactly,
yeah. you are going to yeah. invest and sit through and get something out of it. You know that's every time.
That's the keyword. True.
Every time drama. You know what's going to happen and how it's going to end.
Yeah.
True. That's true, but in the chat right now, Michael B. and Vicky. Hey, guys.
Hey, y'all.
Hi. We got me excited.
They, okay. I know, right? they don't agree with us. They like Sandra.
Ooh, oh, tell right. us why, please.
Yes. Michael said that she has issues, and I really want to know what they are. I know she has mm-hmm. a deep problem regarding her mom. Mm-hmm. And then Vicky was just like, I know, I actually like Sandra.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you guys want to give us a little bit more detail,
yeah,
what
free.
Specifically yeah. do you guys
you like
about
and
her?
And we can check back into
yeah.
the chat.
Yeah. yeah.
I do appreciate where they're coming from, though, because that's what we liked mm-hmm. about Sandra.
Initially.
And I think that was, I guess that's why we're on a Sandra boat right now, because we were a little let down because we were so intrigued by her mm-hmm. story
mm-hmm. Yeah.
and her development, her background. We were yeah. like, oh, we love her. And I guess it just,
Yeah.
We just didn't get all of out of it all of what we wanted.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. like he said to his
we're
point,
holding
we
a grudge.
Definitely want to know what is it with we are definitely harboring feelings. So
yeah.
hopefully that's something that has to get expressed mm-hmm. and exposed yeah. next season.
Absolutely.
It has to,
yeah. I really want
it
to.
Yeah.
Really want to.
So we'll check back into the chat in a little mm-hmm. bit. In the meantime, let's get over to like some of our discussion topics. Okay. But I do want to say, I mean, speaking of the chat, it's always live, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But the show For the People, the after show, you can always search for it on iTunes. Mm-hmm. All 10 yeah. episodes are mm-hmm. available for your listening pleasures at any point. And you can also go ahead and give us those 5 stars because
5 stars.
5 stars is all that matters. So
yeah.
check out For the People. I did want to say, because kind of going through this episode, I thought there were a lot of like, you know, real life moments. That's mm-hmm. one thing okay. I appreciated from them. Mm-hmm. Early in the season, El Marie, you had talked about how with the show, the good thing is we get to see young professionals. Yeah. And so we did get to mm-hmm. see, like, them make real-life young decisions
yeah.
throughout. So one of the themes I thought about was with Leonard's. Like, when you think about how do you pick or determine, like, opportunities? Because opportunities mm-hmm. always mm-hmm. come out, mm-hmm. and it's like, how do I pick and choose?
Yeah.
I think everybody has a go-to person, but mm-hmm. nobody just goes to one person.
Yeah, yeah.
So
exactly.
I wanted to ask, I mean, what are you guys' thoughts around, like, when opportunities come up, what kind of helps you determine, should I do this or should I not?
Mm.
Yeah, I do talk to people. Yeah. My, at least my, the ones that I know are going to give me sound. Uh-huh. Advice. And if I'm leaning towards one way, then I'm like, let me call that person that's going to push me that way.
Right.
And then that way I get kind of the pros and the cons
without
like doing it myself. And I feel like it maybe I'm biased since it's coming from other people. Mm-hmm. So I kind of...
You sound kind of like Leonard.
Yeah.
You know, like when he was talking to his mom, then he went to Kate.
Yeah, because with Leonard, I felt that.
Like, I'm going to make the decision for my own. And I just want to
see that.
It's kind of like that, Miss Isla. Like, I know what I want to do. I'm just going to give you the opportunity to plead your case.
But I don't think that Leonard knew what he wanted to do. I mean, I think that his mom was pushing him. Mm-hmm. And I think on the onset, he didn't want to do it because he had so much pushback. And he was going to Kate because he wanted somebody to give him that pull not to do it.
Yeah.
But at that point, it was like, I didn't get it, so I guess I'm going to go through.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking he wants the job for sure. But in the back of his mind, he's like, if she gives me the one thing I need from her, and if I just hear her say that she wants me to stay, I'll stay.
Okay.
But the fact that she didn't give that to him the first time, the first opportunity that he gave her, he was like, all right, well,
forget
cool.
it.
Whatever.
Do you think that? Do you think that he should have took the job?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why he should not have taken the job.
Well, Kate gave y'all a few reasons.
She did.
And I love. I have to say the one line about Austin not having a bunch of black people.
Okay, let me talk about that. Because she came for Texas. And if y'all don't know, I'm from Texas. And I really did feel some type of way.
Austin?
I mean, I'm not from
Texas. Give her 30
seconds. But I've been to Austin enough to kind of, you know, thank you. To kind of know that she is kind of right, kind of not. Because it is growing and we are getting more. But Texas is great, okay?
Of course. I mean, she said that too.
The Texas, houses are cheap. Yeah.
They are. Yes. She did say Austin was even developing and up and coming, but I really appreciated that line. Yeah. I thought it was funny, and I thought it was the first time that race was mentioned. Leonard's race in Virginia.
In a lighthearted way, too.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't heavy at all. Yeah. So.
And you know what's so funny is that's so real life. Mm-hmm. Like, because when you think, I mean, you think about that in our world anyway, you know.
Yeah. Right.
You consider whether or not, am I going to be the only minority?
Yeah.
And it's okay if you are, but then you have to, like, get into the mental head of, okay, I'm the only minority, so I got to bring it, or I have to, like, you always feel like you have to prepare
for that experience.
Isn't that weird that you have to prepare for that experience?
It is, but it's just, like, taking into consideration the cost of living, like.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, how many brown faces, like, what am I going to have to do here?
True. So, or just, like, you know, blended families. Do I have the opportunity for that wherever I'm going? You think
exactly.
About that.
Yeah. I do want to ask, because Allison and Seth, we did see a lot of this back and forth. So right off the bat, I was like, I got to ask them.
I knew that was going to be the next question.
Who's gotten back? Who's getting back with an ex? How do y'all feel about that? Would you go back to an ex? Have you gone back to an ex?
I mean, I don't understand. We talked about this. Times. And I really don't understand what the problem is doing that.
That you would.
No, I have not.
I mean,
I'm just saying, like, I'm not opposed to it. Because, I mean, I don't know. It depends on the history and the relationship.
I think it depends on the breakup. I don't even think it depends on the history. Yeah. It depends on the breakup. So how and why? And if it's
if we break up, we break up for a reason. I'm not interested in making the same mistake twice.
Do you not believe in people changing?
I believe people that can change. But part of your change could be for somebody else. Mm-hmm. You don't need to change for us to get back together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My advice is always going to be, if you left them, girl, leave them.
Because that'll
preach.
People are in your, speaking of preach, learn it from my pastor. People are in your life for a season, a reason, and a lifetime.
Okay.
True.
So
true.
Your reason could be, hey, I'm in your life right now because you need to learn how to grow up and then move on.
Mm-hmm. True.
And
true. Mm-hmm. But sometimes what the Lord takes away, he does bring back.
in what capacity? Because we can be friends, and we can go to the park, and we can have coffee. Right.
Sometimes it could be anything. It could just be friends. It could be a relationship.
I mean, it can happen. But yeah, it's like the exception to the rule. The people that actually make it work when they get back together.
In most instances, like 80% of the time, I'm gonna do some research.
Do you guys not follow that account on Instagram called How We Met?
No.
Oh, okay.
But we will.
I'll look into it.
I mean, it sounds like
I read some of those stories, and there are, you know, more people than you think that actually break up and get back together.
I mean, I'm sure that's the case, in comparison to the total population, how many? And then B, how many times do people get back together just to break up again?
We'll do our research. We'll bring statistics.
Yeah, we can take that.
The Kate Littlejohn and me will say, okay, this is... I'll bring numbers next
perfect.
Time.
Perfect. Yes. And we can take that conversation to Twitter.
We'll bring a guest. Yeah. We'll bring a relationship guest to the show.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
It needs to be.
And I think sometimes when it does work, it was probably the breakup of, like, you don't appreciate me and I have to leave kind of breakup. Mm-hmm. So then you can come back together because you weren't really beefing on anything. You just need the person to step up.
It's obvious that they don't do that. Takira, I'm still trying to figure out. I feel like you can go either way, but I'm not going to win this
battle.
I'm
telling you, I will tell y'all some stories, but I just don't think it ends well. But I want to move on because my follow-up question to that was, well, have you ever been the person that's begging to get back with the ex? Because Seth very much was that person.
That's a Tori question.
No.
You're the one that's asking to get back.
Who's asking to get back in the relationship?
No.
I mean, I will be completely honest. For me, I think before it's like ended, or it's been times where it's ended and then you don't realize it's ended until after the fact, and you'd be like, girl, what are you doing? Like,
see,
this
is that
been over,
be
and you still... Yeah. So, I mean...
Gotcha. Yeah.
I don't know about the whole back and, like, trying to get somebody back.
Yeah, I haven't tried to get anybody back. Like, during the... When it's you breaking up, and
on
you feel
the,
like,
please don't go, please. Yeah, let's work it out.
Right? But when it is done, it's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I know.
It can be a process, though, because I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm the one... I'm going to exhaust my...
Which one are you talking about?
I'm going to exhaust my get bag. Like, okay, so what do you mean? What's happening?
So you're going to bag?
So you're going to go back?
I'm not going to bag. Let's be clear.
Oh!
I'm not bagging. I'm saying my bag of things. If we're having a conversation about the nature of the relationship and where it's going, I'm always going to have something to pull out. You know, I always going to have a trick up my sleeve to show you why you're wrong.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Not bagging.
I took it like, okay.
I was about to call him on his
Be
own.
Clear. There will be no bagging from me. But typically speaking, I usually am right about things. So if I tell you this is going to happen, you need to trust that and ride it out.
Yeah. But can you blame Seth, though, for... at least trying, because that was that elephant in the room. Like, you kind of almost have to be, let's confirm this so that we can move on.
Yeah. And I think that that's fair, particularly in their case, because of the way they broke up was more around this event where she took this in for me, you know, and that caused the split. It's nice to see them as friends. Mm-hmm. Right. Maybe in the end, we didn't really talk about Allison. She did end up choosing Old Boy, and I was fine with it.
Yeah.
Nice. Go ahead and get you some.
But I do feel like she was sending Seth mixed signals at one point.
Well, I think she was
showing up in the office and
but
like
I think that she was trying to also decide how she felt about him.
Yeah.
Because early on when he had asked her to go out, Toby, she's like, no. Mm-hmm. And then she showed up. I was like, why are you lying?
When she sent the text,
like, I'm in court.
She did.
She's like, I'm in court, but she in the house drinking wine. What do we have to hide here?
Yeah, you're right. Because that's not your guy. So it's kind of like...
So it's like you still have those feelings.
I think she just wanted to respect his feelings. So I can kind of see why she did that. Not that I would have. But I can understand why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And good for Allison that she's taken from that experience what she wants from it, and she's sticking to her guns and moving on.
Yeah, I don't think the whole Toby thing will last, but it'll have fun.
She don't want
fun
to last.
She does,
exactly.
She's like, don't tell me you love me.
Exactly.
All right, let's go.
But then my thing is, and I know we have to move on, but just to end on Allison, my thing is if you don't want it to last, So what's your plan if Seth is still there? You're just going to kind of, all right, I'm good. I think I love you now.
I don't think she wants either. She don't want Seth, wants a quick fix.
I don't think so either.
And I'm fine with that.
But could she not have gotten a quick fix with Seth?
She don't want that.
That's not a quick fix. That's attachment, people.
That's a draw out.
People are always lying when they say there's no such thing as breakup sex. That's just sex.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-mm, and then it's considerate enough because for him it would never be that. So right. I appreciate her for that. Yeah.
We did help, but we did like jump we all.
I know. Listen, that's a stop talking about this topic.
Yeah, because that's a conversation for another day. Speaking of Allison, we will go ahead and get into our news and gossip because there's one tidbit I want to share.
Yay!
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, there was a tweet that she posted. I think we've got it, Jasmine.
Instagram?
On her Instagram. I'm sorry, I said Twitter. But yes, on her Instagram, and I've been following her, like, trying to decode because she's super, like, ambiguous with what business she's letting out, what cat's out of the bag. She did show a picture of her childhood self in, like, a bathtub with other kids. Yeah. I don't know her whole story, but she did announce that she is getting married tomorrow.
Crazy! So
congratulations to her.
How exciting
is that?
That is exciting.
We had the royal wedding last week, and now she's getting married.
I know her. And the little bathtub scene, like, it gave me a flashback to childhood.
Okay.
mixed breeds. It's like, oh, who's that curly little cutie that's standing out in, you know, amongst a group of individuals? Aww.
It was super cute. And then really I saw in the tweet, because, you know, or Instagram, sorry. The most important thing about Instagram is trolling through the comments. Uh-huh. Don't be exhausted by the number of them. You have to go through and look. And in her comments, I guess her partner did have posts like, hurry up and come. And she was like, oh, I'm on like 19 hours lack of sleep, but I'll be there. Like, I love you. Blah, 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 blah.
Hold on, though. But I would have clicked on the partner's pictures.
Her profile private. I tried. Yeah. You already know. I was
I know. I knew you were. I knew you. The dirt. Because you are here for the dirt.
Let's get that dirt. But I could not. I mean, she's private. So hopefully we'll see if she posts, you know, pictures from her wedding. And we'll be able to see that. Yeah. But congratulations to her. She's got a job. Sweet. They come back for season 2 and she's happy.
Yeah. Good stuff.
So that's all the news and gossip I had. I was glad that we found, you know, a piece to go out with.
Yeah.
It's been pretty tight-knit.
Yeah. But it was worth it, though.
Worth the wait. And then, of course, they did let us have some set secrets.
Yes, there are a good few.
Say what?
That's right. We have set secrets. So obviously, while we get them pulled up, Celia Finkelstein. So if you don't follow her on Twitter, follow her on Twitter because she's hilarious. But the first one, we have set secrets. The man in the picture on that board is my dentist. So there were, you know, like props and everything, which I think is hilarious. And if he's the dentist, I'd be like, so do I get like some type of percentage?
Right.
Like,
what
do
I? Did you sign an appearance disclosure?
Right. Can I get a little some of that?
Did he know before she announced it?
Right. The second one we have, Tom Verica tweeted, Celia reveals she plays all of the roles at home in the mirror. Hashtag ask Tom, hashtag for the people. And she says, and I picked this one specifically for our girl Tori. Yeah. She said, my work as Roger is my best, I feel.
Yes. Hey, I love that.
I feel like mine would be too.
Right. I love it. And it's so funny because I really think this is true because this is like the second or third time that it's like, oh yeah, she does it in the mirror or she puts on the clothes. Like,
I mean, it makes sense as a writer to like go through in your head and play it out. Yeah,
embody all your characters.
This one comes from Ben Rappaport. He said, the funny thing is, while shooting, I kept screwing up the line, quote, this is what I wanted to say, end quote. Tom Verica was like, dude, that's the title of the episode. You can't say it wrong.
Like, get it right.
Pressure.
For real. And Tom Verica directed this episode, too.
Really on him then.
Yeah.
Love it. And our final one comes from Reggae. On Twitter, he said, oh, and finally, I never snort laughed so hard at the table read in my life as when the Norway stuff came up in this episode. I'm talking, I spurted water out of my nose in front of my boss. Funny. Our writers are underappreciated shade ninjas, and I love them.
Okay.
Hashtag for the people. The shade.
Shade. Yes.
They do find ways to, like, slide stuff, like, oh, okay. You know, like, random stuff, if you don't pick up on it, like, kind of off camera before we started. I don't know if you guys picked up on it, but, and I had to second guess myself, but during Sandra's closing argument, she said that the Chinese lady is, like, living the American dream, and she moved here, and she's, like, said something about being, like, a Knicks fan, and she's, like, and she likes Drake.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that. Like,
she did.
I was, like, okay. He's from Canada. I mean, which, cool.
Fun fact. Right.
But it's, like, on an, you know, an, to be a citizen, it's, like, question 52. Do you like Drake?
Which song?
Yeah. Like, if so, please list details.
Right?
Like, okay.
That is so funny.
But yeah, I thought that was funny. So that is Set Secrets.
Our Set Secrets.
Our final Set Secrets.
Our final one. I mean, it was good that they did that this season. I'm excited to see what they come up with next season for Set Secrets and where the story is going to go further so we can jump into any predictions.
Yes.
Well,
and now, season 2.
You're after Buzz TV.
It's so haunting.
It is haunting.
Can I can I just say this whole Leonard thing? I feel really bad when he first brought up that job thing. I was like, are they writing him off?
I thought the same thing. Yep.
So I was like, no, please don't. If that's a consideration, maybe it's because, well, he's filming, like he told us, he's filming the new movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That he mentioned during,
when he was here.
Gosh, right. Machine something. Yeah, I'm so sorry, Reggae, that I'm forgetting the movie. But so maybe that's why he's doing bigger things.
Yeah.
But
I don't think that he'll be written off, though. I think they needed something to give us.
Cliffhanger?
Yeah.
Maybe that
was somewhere to kind of contemplate. So I think ultimately he's going to end up deciding not to go.
Yeah.
I don't see him leaving.
Or he goes and he comes back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be something like that.
Yeah. I think they're going to stick with everyone that they have on the show.
I don't really see anybody leaving.
I hope so too.
I think everybody complements each other very well.
Absolutely. They do. Absolutely.
They do.
And they've got the footing done, so let's move on.
Yeah. Now we can just
I'm here for that.
Like, drive it all the way.
Yeah. Do you have any other predictions? Please.
I don't have predictions specifically. Yeah. I literally put no predictions, but I know three things that they need to do.
Okay.
More jaw-dropping moments.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Deeper, please, Lord, deeper character development.
Okay.
And give it all they have.
Mm. Yeah.
Give it all you got.
Lay it all on the table like we just did.
Okay. Lay it all on the table. Hashtag unfiltered. If they don't, I mean, you know.
Yeah, where do we go?
Where do we go from here?
It's hard. Right. I mean, at this point, we're invested enough to come back, you know, for a season two and take the ride for that experience. But like we said before, with it comes a level of expectation. And you're not giving me the drama, and this is a drama. This is a show that I watch for drama.
Yeah.
Not comedy, not,
it's
you know,
drama.
To pass the time, not to go to sleep to. This is, you have to give me what I need. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Oh my gosh.
Give me the Shonda.
That's the thing.
Like, I really feel that the show got picked up in a large part off the strength of Shonda. She is an executive producer on the show, so I think it's important that she input more of that, more of herself, more of the Shondaland appeal to it, because that's what's kind of falling short a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think we will see more characters developed. I think we'll see the strengthening of the friendship between Seth and Kate.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to experience Jill and Roger as a real couple, because we didn't get to see that.
Okay.
Let's be clear, I've had that prediction for her.
Roll your tapes.
I mean,
at the same time as me, sure.
Okay, well... That's fine. And then I'm not sure what else. I don't know what's going to happen with Sandra, but I know for sure probably those things we're going to experience.
Yeah. The only thing is, like we said before, just expose her whole story.
Yeah.
Like, we just need to know everything at this point. Like, We don't need to keep getting little hints, like the second season going in. Maybe it doesn't have to be like the first episode coming into the second season, but whenever you they decide to do it, go all in and just tell the whole story.
Let's do it.
I think it'd be interesting to have the second season kind of revolve around her, just because we didn't get enough of her.
The quiet as it's kept, we were led to believe that this season was going to revolve around her. I mean, it even closed, you know, with that line, you're worthy.
So. Opened and closed with her.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I feel like now they have no choice but to give us her story.
Well, we shall see. I mean, I'm excited to see where the show goes. Mm-hmm. We've rolled this ride out. It's been 10 episodes, so it does come to a close. We appreciate everyone in the chat.
Yes, they also gave you their thoughts.
Okay, let's hear it.
So Michael said, I just think Lynn wants to, sorry, I guess there were some words left out, wants to be wanted. He's been doing stuff for other folks, and I think he wanted to know if we could have a real life in New York.
Okay.
That's interesting.
About
Leonard.
Sorry.
It's okay.
There's some more. Okay, he said, she's very passionate about the cases, and she gets it. Mm-hmm. It is because of her mom or something else. If it's something else, I just really want them to explore that.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
I can get down with that,
She really is passionate. And then Vicky said she's a firecracker, and she's kind of the underdog that fights for everyone, which is true.
That's true.
But case she needs made. To be more than that. Yeah, well, we appreciate you giving us that feedback. Thank we can you. Always mm-hmm. check out the live chats now on YouTube. Keeps them rolling.
Yes, that's awesome.
And then everyone who's commented, because there are comments from the other videos when you get around to checking them out. So thanks for taking the ride with us.
Yeah.
Until next season, I mean, that's it for this.
It's weird to think that the season's over.
It's over.
It is. Now, we do have to say, last week we had Backstreet Boys, and we were going through that back and forth. So we did want to leave you with a little bye. From NSYNC. Okay. I am Keith Andre. You guys, it's been a pleasure. You can follow me all over social media at Keith_Andre.
And I'm Tori Broussard. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori_Broussard. And tune in Tuesday nights, because I am now on the panel for America's Got Talent.
Okay.
Guys, you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV. And check me out Monday nights for Basketball Wives. Yes. And starting next Wednesday, Black Ink Crew Chicago, which is my favorite.
Okay.
Check that out Wednesday nights.
Come on, guys. And I am Takira Shabre, a.k.a. Kate Littlejohn, for the people I'm, like, spreading all over the place. But you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre. And on Wednesdays, I do Queen Sugar.
Oh, nice.
Third season.
Yeah.
And I also do 13 Reasons Why.
Oh,
so
perfect.
If you have binge watched or just watched a couple episodes, find me there.
Yeah, so we got shows to catch on. And really quickly, I'll tell you, I'm here each and every Wednesday as well. Dear White People and 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After.
My
get into
shows.
It. Well, thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.